Gentlemen, that concludes. Oh, no, it doesn't.
Yeah.
No, done. Almost.
Good try.
Oh, good try. I'm rushing things a little bit. Probably gave somebody a start back there. Just wanted to see if you guys were awake. Yeah. Okay. Our next public hearing is Subdivision 2005-80, John Schultes and Alton E. Mast.
This is an application to consider the subdivision of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district and a GR general residential district in Cedar Creek 100, Sussex County, dividing 20 acres into 15 lots located west of Road 225, also known as Greentop Road, 2,900 feet northwest of Road 225D. I would ask Mr. Abbott if he has any additional comments.
Mr. Wheatley, the TAC report of June 21st of this year will be made a part of the record, and we have not received any additional correspondence.
All right, sir. Thank you. Is there anyone here representing this application?
Byron Jefferson, an engineer from Lincoln. This site is located south of Lincoln, off Greentop Road, between the Greentop community to the north and Swain's Dirt Pit to the south, railroad track behind it. On the 20-acre site, we have 15 proposed lots with a single cul-de-sac road. It's about 1,500 feet back to the large circular cul-de-sac in the back with an intermediate cul-de-sac along the road. There are 3/4-acre lots with individual septics and wells on each lot. There's a small pocket of wetlands, about a tenth of an acre in the rear corner of the site. It's outside of any proposed lots, and it's the location for stormwater to discharge to. We have no specific amenities proposed for the open space. That's my, ready for your questions.
That's your story and you're sticking to it. Okay, well, we'll see if anyone has any questions for you. Mr. Burton, you're up.
All right, review this with me again. This is the first time I've seen the plan. No open space or what?
I believe it was no amenities.
No amenities.
And for the open space.
We had open space in the middle of that circular drive at the rear. And we also had open space along the, as you drive in along the left-hand lot line between it and Swain's Dirt Pit, which would be partially taken up with stormwater.
What's the shaded area on here? There's like a, sort of runs down the middle of it.
That's a, for septic, that's the area that's, would be an LPP or mound septic system.
Okay.
The rest of it would be regular gravity
there, gotcha.
Septic system.
Right. And where is the wetlands located?
It's in the back left-hand corner, itty-bitty little triangular area.
Back of lot 10?
The wetlands line, it just cuts across here. So this won't fit in here.
Yeah, this main bar up there.
Yeah, it was like
And then this would be a stormwater management pond?
Well, this would be the area we have available for stormwater management and open space for what's open space for what we're
doing. Access to the open space would be through here?
Yes. It's from here. All along the first 300 feet or so of the road, there's access to it. We also have access to that intermediate cul-de-sac, 30-foot wide.
Are you going to use that for the stormwater management? Will that be a swale of some kind?
It was intended just as access to the stormwater management, a way to drive to it.
Do you know what kind of stormwater management system is going to go in there?
We're expecting detention pond.
So it'll be a wet area?
I'm expecting it to be a dry detention pond, but we've not gone that far with it.
And this is a 30-foot buffer due to the farm that's here?
It borders an agricultural area and toward the back.
This part.
How do you think these neighbors are going to like being next to Swain's borrow pit?
They're pretty decent folk.
Mr. Jefferson, just so it picks it up on the record, can you back to the podium?
I need you to come up front here. There we go.
Thanks. That's all right. Just it doesn't pick it up that well over there.
I have no further questions at this point.
Okay. Mr. Johnson?
Has the septic feasibility study been done?
Yes, it had. You don't have a copy of it? They've not gotten it?
That's what I was just looking for.
It was completed quite some time ago. And I didn't think there was any problem. I thought that it had been forwarded to y'all. That's my mistake for not following up on it.
And are there any walkways or sidewalks or streetlights proposed or?
No, none proposed.
No further questions.
Gordy?
No question.
Mr. Smith?
Will the street be private?
Private, yes.
Will there be a homeowners association form to
yes.
do the maintenance, snow removal? There will be.
Yeah.
Other questions? Oh, school bus stop?
We don't have one proposed at this time. If you want us to put one there, we will, or may do it on our own without the commission asking for it. But we hadn't proposed one yet. We have an area that could accommodate it, an open area right out near the road, near the entrance that could accommodate it.
All right, Mr. Lay?
No questions.
Counts.
Have we heard anything from DelDOT about the entrance?
No, we have a 10-foot dedicated, 10-foot additional right-of-way dedicated right. to DelDOT.
You don't know what kind of improvements or whatever they're going to want there?
No, we don't.
Okay. Mr. Burton, you have another question?
Yes, I do. What type of homes are you planning here?
Defer to owner.
I can't sit still long. I just need to talk.
Yeah, I need you to introduce yourself.
I'm John Schultheis. I'm one of the owners. Mr. Mass and I bought this property several years ago. It's my intention to build the houses in this subdivision. I'm not just developing the property. It's not my intention to sell it. We want to do our own building. Gene digs all the footers for our projects and does some septics and that sort of thing. And I want to build the houses. We wanted to. When we had the opportunity to buy this property, we wanted to really build some entry-level type houses. And as the last several years have gone by, there's a real need for that in the real estate market out here, we feel. And we've kept maybe a little light on some of the amenities like street lights and things like that we could have considered. But we really wanted to offer a house 12 to 1,400 square feet, offer garages, porches, and some amenities and that sort of thing. But we really want to try to hit a price point where some folks, particularly from this area, there south of Lincoln, may be able to get out of a rental situation and get into an ownership of a home. The reason for some of the odd configuration of the lots, we asked Byron to take the feasibility study we had and access as many areas that would accommodate a standard gravity system and get away from the pressurized system as possible. And if my memory is correct, out of the 15 lots, we were able to access soils on 11 of those lots for a standard gravity system. But the whole project has kind of been geared towards an entry-level, lower-end type of a home and price range and that sort of thing. So we've been in the business, or I've been in the contracting business for about 15 years. I'm only allowed to build in Sussex County now because I'm currently the field supervisor for the inspection and enforcement staff for Kent County. I work for Kent County Levy Court. So I didn't when we started this property, but I can't build up in Kent County any longer. I have to put my efforts down here. So.
No further questions. Thank you. Right, let's see, where do we leave off?
Done. I think you're going out.
We're done. I think Mr. Abbott.
No questions.
Mr. Robertson.
No questions.
All right, gentlemen, well, thank you very much. If you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if anyone has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here who would like to speak in favor of subdivision 2005-80, John Schultheis and Alton E. Mast? Yes, sir.
Thank you, gentlemen. My name is Lee Cheney, and I'm one of the owners of Swain Pit. We have no objections to anything you're doing. The only thing we wanted on record is that we are a very active dirt pit, and we run it 5-6 days a week. And it it's noisy. In the summer, it's dusty. And other than that, if they're happy with it, we have no problem.
Perhaps the applicant would consider some language to that effect, some type of notice.
What we've typically done is the
required notice.
Yeah, for hunting, or we've done it for airports, poultry plants. There'll be a notice that'll be required on the site plan and in the deed restrictions. It says that the property is adjacent to a dirt pit, and the uses and noises and dust and things that go along with that, so that people that would buy in there would be on notice of it.
Yeah, there is a woods buffer there, but in one part of it, there's not that much there, and we have probably maybe some days 15, 16 trucks running out of there. So other than that, we have no complaints. They don't complain about us.
How about dust coming across? Is the woods
it's actually not that bad, because you got the trees.
Woods is catching most of that.
It goes up like this. The road is like in a bowl. So.
Yeah. Okay.
In your plans for the use of the property, are you going to have to encroach in those forests and get closer to the properties?
Nope, because it is actually a right of way. Our property is in the back, and this is a right of way. So
you simply want the homeowners to know that you're there and what you're doing.
Yes, I don't want somebody to build in there and then later on start calling everybody and complaining.
The commission, I think, we can require such a notice, and we'll certainly take that under advisement for you.
Gentlemen, I appreciate it very much for your time. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Would you give us the wording?
Sure.
If it's a condition, it'll be right in
there.
It'll
that'll all be taken care of for you.
Certainly, we have no objection to that. Our feeling had been that with the woods that Mr. Chaney
I need to come up, John.
With the woods that he mentioned, we felt that would be a pretty significant buffer for the noise and dust and traffic anyway. So
yeah, I would think so. Okay. Is there anyone else who wish to speak in favor? Is there anyone who would like to speak in opposition to subdivision 2005-80? Anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to spend the rest of your Thursday evening with us to see if we make a decision, or you may just want to call the office in the morning.